Welcome to the Rivanna Rambler. This is Leslie Middleton, and I invite you to explore with me the landscapes of the Rivanna watershed and beyond, from the Blue Ridge down to the Chesapeake Bay. This, our watershed community. In August, while the dam at the Woolen Mills was being torn down, there were also pretty dramatic changes taking place downriver in Palmyra. On a day that I am spending in Fluvanna, I return home via the Route 15 bridge over the Rivanna and see that the demolition of the old bridge is well underway. Just like at the Woolen Mills site, I am drawn to watch, so I park at the river launch just upriver. A workman is using the high-speed grinder to flatten the rivet heads flush so that the segments they pin together can be removed. Behind him follows another with a cutting torch, severing the trusses one by one from the structure. Below, along the river bank, chunks of concrete, skewered by twisted lengths of re-rod, lie stranded like the wrappings after a wild Christmas morning. A dump truck is receiving loads of debris and carrying it away. The dust mingles with the moist air, giving the scene a vintage Virginia red clay wash. It is still dreadfully hot, and the river below the bridges gives no relief to workers in heavy overalls and hard hats. I hear the shrill backup warning beeps from large equipment and the clash of steel buckets and hammers on concrete. My body registers vibrations from the impact of the foundations of bridge piers being ripped from the riverbed. From where I am standing, I can see the bridge being removed, and beyond it, the new bridge, where workers are dodging the traffic to lay down the traffic lines. Below is the fine stonework of the old mill and lock, which will soon become centerpiece to Palmyra Mill Park in the floodplain below. And when I turn my head 180 degrees and look upriver, I see the small island that marks one of the five bridge piers remaining from another earlier bridge, a covered one built in 1823, rebuilt in 1884, burned in 1931 to make way for the steel bridge I am watching being demolished. It's hard to stand and watch in this heat, so I head up Route 53 to catch the Tuesday afternoon farmers market at Pleasant Grove. Entering the wide gates, I am not sure what century I am in, and perhaps that's the whole point of the development of the Pleasant Grove complex. Wide mowed fields give way to horse fences that mark the equestrian portion of this county park system, with the athletic fields beyond the line of trees. Vendors are parked in a neat line, their pickups backed up to small tents to shade the early pumpkins, raspberry jelly, and cut flowers being sold. Further in sits the Pleasant Grove House and its dependency, the outdoor or summer kitchen, which now houses exhibits on transportation and local history, which have been installed by the Fluvanna Heritage Trail Foundation. This site marks the western trailhead of the system of trails that flanks the Rivanna between Pleasant Grove and the village of Palmyra. Here, the mortised timbers, sloping floors, and massive stone and brick chimney anchor the structure in time and place. There is a lot changing in Fluvanna, and I wonder if at times it is dizzying for folks to travel back and forth in time, protecting the past, making way for the new. The efforts of some very dedicated folks are being borne out at the Pleasant Grove complex in Fluvanna. The next 2 weekends bring opportunities to explore this very public section of Fluvanna that's right on the river. There's a 10K run this Saturday, followed by the ceremonial opening of the summer kitchen. The following weekend brings the annual fall festival, Old Farm Day, on October 6. For those of us who tend to forget what's downstream on the river below Charlottesville, just a short ride to Fluvanna brings a whole lot to explore. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.